Take your Bibles, please. The book of Acts, chapter 10. And I want to talk to you about Cornelius. Cornelius did something that a lot of people today, they're hung up on all kinds of issues. Can I tell you something? The only issue that matters to our blessed Savior is whether you're saved or not. Amen. That's it. Whether you're rich, poor, something else, educated, uneducated, whatever it is, that does not matter. Is it important to us? Yes. But as far as the Lord's concerned, the one thing that is the most important is whether a man is saved or not. Whether a person is saved, whether they're committed to Christ, because there is only two, there is only two classes of people, and that's believer and unbeliever. Really? Amen? It's true. I mean, that's it. When you talk to someone, do you realize that we're all of the same race? Human race. I mean, that's it. No Martians in here, are there? I mean, no moon men or something. We are all of one race, and that's the human race. And every one of us have a sinful nature. And there's only one thing that will take care of that sinful nature, and that's the blood of Jesus Christ. So when you begin to look at the scripture, boy, there was a time when, oh, I'm a Jew, and I'm of the tribe of Benjamin, and oh, I'm a tribe of Judah, and I'm this and I'm that, and you Gentiles over there, you're a bunch of dogs and pagans, and you're not worth anything. Go around the town. Don't even walk through that town. You remember all those stories? When Jesus was going through Samaria, not to it, through it, it was because there was one woman there that needed to be saved. And he would not walk around, even though it was closer. He went the long way. Remember, there's time after time, reference after reference in the Bible, where it talks about Gentiles and the Jewish people, God's people. Hey, have you ever tried to witness to a Jew? Honest to goodness, have you ever tried to witness to a Hasidic Jew? Go into New York City, brother. Go into Brooklyn. We pastored in Brooklyn. We know what it's like to try to witness to them. The ones with the long hair and the black suits and hat, that felt hat and everything. You try to witness to those people. They'll tell you in a hurry, we'll crucify you just like we did your Jesus. They don't want him. But you know what? You and I didn't want him either. Hey, there was a time when you and I were just as lost as any Hasidic Jew you want to find. There was a time when you and I were lost and headed to hell, and there was no hope in us, and we were not searching for him. Brethren, he was searching for us. And he brought us to himself. He's the one that searches. He's the good shepherd. He's the one looking for the lost sheep. And it's not, no. Oh, God saved me, and I'm so glad that he did. He really caught a fish when he caught me. Are you kidding me? Have you looked in the mirror, my friend? Have you really looked? Hey, there's none of us that have anything to brag about. Amen? None of us. I mean, is there somebody in here who wants to brag tonight on themselves? I can brag on the Savior, for sure. No doubt about that. But, man, you try to brag on yourself, you better go over to the Gospel of Luke. Yeah, Gospel of Luke. Yeah, Gospel of Luke, and look at chapter 19 and talk about the publican and the Pharisee. Oh, God, I'm so glad, and God said his prayer never got any taller, any higher than his head. So, Cornelius, think about this as we read this chapter tonight. My goodness, here's a centurion, a military man. A good man, but a military man. And there are good military men. And this man, he was one of them. But oh, Peter, the Jew. Peter had to learn a lesson. Now, he was a believer at this time. Hey, I've heard word it years ago. Send the missionary, but don't send us. Uh-huh. Brethren, every single one of us need to be a missionary in our own place, in your own sphere of influence. You and I need to be right there. We really do. Look at it with me, please. Now, chapter 10. Let me get my place here. All right. Verse number 9. On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven opened and a certain vessel descending on him. Now, watch this. You know that this is talking about the Lord is telling Peter, Peter, now all of your life you've been trained another way. Now you need to open your eyes because I'm going to teach you something different. And he saw heaven opened and a certain vessel descending unto him as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And notice what happens. And there came a voice to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." The first time I had octopus was over in Malta. Do you like octopus? Anybody in here like octopus? Hey, man after my own heart. There you go. The first time Wanda ate it, she said, "That is the chewiest onion ring I've ever had in my life." Listen, we're from Oklahoma. And we had not traveled a whole lot in those days. And we've traveled a lot more since then. But I ate that and I thought, oh, man. And then after a while, I got used to it and I said, wow. I'll take those chewy onion rings any day of the week. And we love them, but you know what? The Lord is saying to Peter here. Now, Peter, anything that you would say, "Oh, I wouldn't eat that," you better watch it. I'm going to teach you something about salvation and about men and women and going either to heaven or to hell. So Peter says, "Not so, Lord," verse 14, "for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." And the voice spake unto him again, the second time. Whoops, is that me? Sorry. "What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common." This was done three times. And the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from, who is it? Cornelius. They made inquiry for Simon's house, stood before the gate and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, was lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit of God said unto him, "Behold, three men seek thee. Arise therefore and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them." Do you see it? God sent these men. God sent the vision. God is doing everything to show Cornelius, to show Peter that Cornelius could be saved, that Cornelius could be a brother in Christ to a Jew. So watch what it says. Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius and said, "Behold, I am he whom ye seek." And he said, "What is the cause wherefore ye are come? And they said, Cornelius the centurion. Now watch. Not a Christian man, but a just man, and one that feareth God and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by an holy angel to send for thee into his house and to hear his voice. Now watch. Here is a lost man who is a religious man, a good man, a man under authority and all that. But here's this man, but he's unsaved. And he's a Gentile. Now listen, there's a lot of people who need Christ. That someone might say, those people, that group, hey, there's no need of that. If they're a member of the human race, they're the same as you and me. And you and I need to see each other as either saved or unsaved, believer or unbeliever. Listen, that's when they looked at me and Wanda, they just saw two kids who needed Christ. And if they could have seen us for what we really were, that may have turned them off. We may not have ever gotten into the church. But I want you to know something. Christ can take anybody and change them and make a new man or a new woman out of them. Do you remember the scripture? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is what? A new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. He can do it with anybody. Amen. Doesn't matter who it is. Well, look at this. Verse number 24. And the morrow, after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and near friends, and as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him, and fell down at his feet, and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, stand up, I myself also am a man. And as he talked with him, he went in, and found many that were come together. Oh, now watch this. You'll like this. And he said unto them, you know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. What's the next word? But God. Hey, Pastor Donnie, but God. Oh, we've never done it that way before, but God. Oh, but we don't have enough money, but God. Hey, a lot of times we forget who is the one who is doing the work. You and I are only servants. Amen. We need to remember that. And if we will, you know what? God will do a whole lot more with us than we ever thought. The building that the Lord allowed us to build, every month, this is the honest to goodness truth. Now, Pastor Donnie knows that the missionary gets a certain amount of money per month. Well, so a certain little bit of it goes to ministry expense. Another little bit goes to fuel expense. And another little bit goes for food. And another little bit goes for this and that. We're building a building. And if 1,000 came in, guess how much was spent? 1,000. If 1,500 came in, 1,500 was spent. If 2,000 came in, we were glory hallelujah in the church, and we'd spend every nickel of that and wait for the next month to come in. One time Teddy told me, he said, Brother Ray, we need such and such. And I said, well, we don't have anything. Okay, what do I do? I said, give the men a day off because we couldn't afford to pay them. And what do you do when you're on that? You trust God. And notice what it says, but God. Here it is. But God, verse number 28. But God hath showed me that I should not call any man. What is it, brethren? Common or unclean? Hey, don't look at him and say, I know. No, 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 you don't know. No, 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 you don't know. God can take them and turn them around and have them in this choir or behind the pulpit. Amen. And the first thing you know, you're saying, boy, I'm so glad those people came. What was your attitude 6 months ago, or 2 years ago, or 5 years ago? A lot of times we have a bad attitude and a poor attitude when we need God's attitude about men and women, boys and girls. I remember when we used to run the bus ministry. Some of you remember the bus ministry when we had all kinds of old buses that would barely run, and we'd take them and go get kids from everywhere. I remember when people said, "Brother Wright, man, did you see how the kids are so dirty when they come in? And they got our chairs dirty, and there's footprints on the carpet, and there's this, and there's that, and there's something else. Yeah, and there's a soul in every single one of them that needs to be saved." And a lot of those kids that were mischief makers, and they dirtied up everything and broke stuff and tore pages and all the rest of it. Guess what? You can buy a new hymnal, and you can fix a new chair, and you can clean the carpet, but you can't win the soul if you don't bring them into the church. Now, I'm sorry if I'm stepping on anybody's toes tonight, but I'm saying the simple truth. Why send me to Ethiopia to win people and build churches over there if you're not willing to do it over here? Why? I mean, honest to goodness, that's a bit of hypocrisy. You and I need to be doing the same thing. You do it over here and we'll do it over there, and God will get the glory. Well, look at this. He said, where am I at? Verse 29? Yes, 29. "Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying, as soon as I was sent for. I ask therefore for what intent you have sent for me. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, 'Cornelius,'" is that me again? "'Thy prayer, Cornelius, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon, a tanner, by the seaside, who, when he cometh, shall speak unto thee. Immediately, therefore, I sent to thee," and watch this, "and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now, therefore, we are all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God." Then Peter opened his mouth. Help me with this. "And he said, 'Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of" what? "Of all." And the Bible says, "That word I say you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. To him," listen, brethren, "give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins." And while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Those men became believers in Jesus Christ. I mean, the whole house. Could you imagine? The whole house. And boy, Peter's looking around. Wow. Can you imagine this? Hey, these Gentiles that we used to call dogs are now brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, and glory, hallelujah. Look what God has done. Wow. That's the story of Cornelius. That's the story of Peter. And you know what happened? Peter began to open the door. Well, it was the Lord who actually opened the door, but he used Peter to open the door to the Gentiles. Fast forward. April 14th, right? April 14th, Sunday night, 10 minutes after 7. Yeah, I know, it's late. Forgive me, I'll hurry up. But tonight, this very evening, we're sitting here as Gentiles, saved by the grace of God. That Messiah who came 2,000 years ago is now, is now my Savior. He's the one that I call Lord and that I call Jesus and that I call my friend and my God. And wow, that one that Peter said, "Wow, I'm a Jew. Should I really preach in here?" Yeah, Peter, do it, because there's going to be a whole line of men and women who's going to need that same Jesus that you're preaching to that lost Cornelius. Oh, Peter, thank you. Lord Jesus, thank you for bringing that sheet down where there's all those animals. Rise and kill and eat, Peter. No, 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 I'm not eating octopus. No, 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 I'm not eating rabbit or something else or whatever it might have been. Nah, what I've cleansed. Hey, did you get that? What I have cleansed, don't you dare call common or unclean. Amen? Don't you dare. Oh, he's this, he's that, she's this, she's that. There's something else. No, they're not. They're either saved or they're lost. If they're lost, they need to be saved. If they're saved, they need to be given a chance. Get them into that church. Train them. Teach them. Work with them. And let them serve God just like you and me. Listen, we need to get out of this nonsense of them and they and that tribe and that group. And we have that in Ethiopia. We have that Kenya. We have that in different places where that one tribe is fighting another tribe. We're all of the same race, ladies and gentlemen, the human race. And boy, oh boy, how we need to see men and women as either saved or unsaved, as either lost or saved, as either believer or unbeliever. We need to preach Christ to everybody we meet. There was a man who worked at the DHL company. By the way, it's time, isn't it, Pastor Donnie? Yeah, it's time. I know it is. You're gracious, but I know it's time. Give me a couple of minutes and I'll finish. There was a guy in the DHL office down in Florida, and I had to send my passport over to Ethiopia. And I walked in, and I always say, "Lord, help me to witness to somebody that you have prepared. It's better that way." And so I talked to him for a few minutes, and afterwards he said, "Will you pray for me?" Because I had given him a tract and gone through the tract with him. I said, "I sure will." And through this little window, he and I prayed together. And here I'm an old man and he was a young man. I want you to know something. Jesus took and made us brothers. We have the same father, but a different mother. And you know what? That's what it's all about. Hey, we were in a hotel, and I asked the Lord. I said, "Lord, please help me to witness to somebody." And the Lord said, "Go to that guy right over there." And I said, "Okay." So I did. I walked over to him, gave him a tract, and after a few minutes, he said, "Will you pray for me?" He said, "I need to be saved." Let him be Christ. Do you think that a lot of times people don't get saved because it's our unbelief? I don't know how he looks. He doesn't look quite right. I think I'll bypass him. That one over there looks more friendly. Huh? You and I do that? Uh-huh. I want you to know something. Pray and ask the Lord. Lord, who do you want me to witness to? Who do you want me to talk to in that store? When I go in BJ's, Lord, is there somebody there? Lord, is there somebody there? Take a track, stick it in your pocket. Take four or five. And just ask God to lead you and guide you. You know what? He will. He will. He will. And you'll find the joy of reaching men and women with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hey, I got to ask you now. Are you here tonight and you're sure that you're born again? Can I see? Let me look around. Okay, thank you so much. Now, by your admission, it seems like everyone in here is a born-again believer. If that's true, boy, praise God for that. But just in case I miss someone, will you be like the young man this afternoon over at Willimantic? Pastor Meter had witnessed to him a couple of weeks ago. He said, give me some time. Today I saw him and I said, Lord, help me, lead me. And the Lord said, go talk to him. So after the preaching, I went back and talked to him, led him to Jesus. It's nothing better. Nothing any better. I mean, it's just like getting saved all over again. When you put your arm around somebody or take them by the hand and lead them to Christ, it's just like it all over again. My goodness, I prayed with that young man and I thought afterwards, God, you know, you could use a monkey, but you're using me. I sure am thankful. I sure am thankful. Let him use you. Let him use you, no matter what your work is, where you're at school, college, or something. It makes no difference. Just ask God to use you. He'd be more than happy to use you to win others to Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your love and your grace and your mercy. Thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary for our sins. Oh, Lord Jesus, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, please bless Lakes Pond Baptist Church. Bless Pastor Donnie. Oh, God, bless these men and women who make up this church. Use them for your honor and glory, Lord. Help us to be witnesses for Thee. Help us to win souls this very week. Bless our brother over in Ethiopia that was beaten. They could have killed him. But, oh God, You protected his life. Thank You for that. Help him to go out again, Lord, and serve You. We love You. We praise You in Jesus' name. Amen.